Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the podcast. As always, obviously, I'm sure if you're following me on social, you know about this, but if you don't, I am doing Tea with Gary Vee. I've been doing it for about a month. It's been remarkable. If you're not following it, you're making a huge mistake. 9 a.m. Eastern time during this crisis, we're doing some incredible stuff. Please check it out. Tea with Gary Vee, live on all my social platforms every morning at 9 a.m. Twitter is definitely the place that you can't miss it. In general, I think if you're not following me on Twitter, it's a huge mistake. Gary Vee on Twitter. Check it out.
This is the Gary Vee Audio Experience.
Awful battle. The doctor set my parents down and said my life was fragile. Perspective is the game. And Gary Vee the name. Just put your head down, do the work, and everything will change. Sipping tea, helping feels, yeah, that's what I wanted. Being patient, hella tricky, if I'm being honest.
Tea with Gary Vee, with some positivity.
Yo, 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 yo. It is Tuesday, May something. May 19th. Happy birthday to anybody that was born on this day. I'm in a good vibe. I'm outside, trying to mix it up, get that lighting right for everybody out here. Just want to give a big shout out. Kosha Dills, always in the building. My guy for a decade at this point. Good to see you behind the lens. Really appreciate you. I love the new intro as well. I really do. You know what, Dustin? I really like that new intro. Can you play it one more time for the kids?
Sure.
Let's do it.
Started my life was kind of rough. I had an awful battle. The doctor set my parents down and said my life was fragile. Perspective is the game. And Gary Vee the name. Just put your head down, do the work, and everything will change. Sipping tea, helping feels, yeah, that's what I wanted. Being patient, hella tricky, if I'm being honest.
Tea with Gary Vee, with some positivity.
That like positivity, like that shit in the end gets me going. How are you, Dustin?
Good.
All well?
Yeah. I woke up like every hour last night, but
just too excited for Tea with Gary Vee, the 15 minute earlier slot. Like,
I think I was,
it was like a, anxious, it was like Christmas for you.
I kept on thinking, do I need to wake up right now?
Like, wake up early.
Yeah.
It was only 15 minutes, Des.
I know. I'm crazy.
Yeah, anyway, let's get into the show.
Whoa, this is crazy.
What's How
are
team?
You?
I'm well.
Wow. Wow. First of all, I just want to say that, because, my Instagram got deleted at some point because I was promoting my music and you were mentioning TikTok. And when you mentioned TikTok, I just went all in. And after posting 702 times, my video went viral with 50 million. And that literally started the process of changing my life. And I just want to thank you for that.
That's amazing.
It really means a lot.
That's amazing.
So, thank you. So, to give a little bit of context,
what's your name?
Tiags. Well, Tiags. My artist name is Tiags, and my name is Tiago.
Tiago, real pleasure. Go ahead.
Real pleasure. So, I was born in Ottawa, Canada, and I lived my 9 years here, and then I moved to Belgium, and in Belgium I lived 9 years there, and for me, my passion was really like dance, so that was like my thing. And after that, we moved back to Venezuela because my dad's job was finished. In Venezuela, I lived 6 months, and really there, I started, you know, like I was by myself, and I really had to practice on myself, you know, and just practice dance because I was very entitled back in Belgium because I just had everything, right? So I started working, you know.
Hard to be hungry when you're fed.
Exactly. So I passed that time in... Venezuela just training dance, and then from there the situation was very difficult, so we moved back to Ottawa, Canada, which I am now. And that's when I discovered music, and I was like, yo, I didn't understand because a lot of artists were more known. And at that time I was actually listening to Ty Lopez, and when I came to your content at first I was like, wait, no, this is too, like, it was too aggressive. Like, a lot of people say that it just starts aggressive. And after that I watched it again, and you were talking about music, and I would relate the music with my dancing, and then I would just listen and listen and listen. And really, you were like that only voice that really helped me when everybody was just like, you know, telling me otherwise, like, oh, you got to do it this way, you got to do it this way. But then I just kept, you know, I kept listening. You know, I went to have a part-time job, just, you know, cleaning, mopping, yes, the floor, cleaning the toilet, just like hustling.
I love the humility.
Thank you. And after that, I started posting my memes on Instagram, but the community guidelines, they said, no, we're going to delete your account. Like, this is not possible. I was at 12,000 followers and then everything just vanished. And like I said, you were saying, yo, TikTok. And I was like, you know what? I'm going to take my chance. Went on TikTok, posted 702 times, tried everything. And just tried everything. And I was really pushing the music. I was just dropping tracks, getting no traction, dropping tracks, getting no tractions. And as soon as I had that moment of TikTok, I was like, wow, this works. So there was this meme going on TikTok, like a trending thing. And I used it and I incorporated it in my music. And as soon as I did that, people loved it. The video on YouTube got a million views. It went viral on TikTok. And after that, I was like, wow, this works. I'm going to continue doing, because you really preach, like, keep doing what works. And I remember at that time, I was this close on not posting it, but I just listened to a video of yours saying, be in the yes business, just do it. So I was like, you know what? I'm just going to post it and see what happens. And that was literally the process of changing. And then I did the same thing for, I don't know if you've heard, My Heart Went Oops.
Yep.
Yeah, well, I did the same thing with that one. Used the sound on TikTok. I was like super happy. I was like, yes. And I did the same thing with They Call Me Tiago. It blew up on TikTok. And then another one just blew up on TikTok. And I just really want to thank you, because you were really that only voice that was helping me going through this. And the TikTok game is really real. So thank you.
You're welcome, brother. Is there anything I can help you with now?
Yes. So I wanted to ask you, So I stayed with the you say post music consistently, just drop music, like quantity versus quality. And I've been doing that for a while, but now I'm signed.
Versus quality, Diego. You know, that's the part that I think a lot of people get a little bit confused about my message. I'm in the business of quality and quantity. Quantity is not subjective. Quality is. You almost talked yourself out of posting the post that changed your life.
Yeah.
Because you were judging the quality. Let the world judge the quality. You know, so people think it's an or game, and I think it's an and game. Like, to me, it's not, you know, quantity over quality. It's quantity is black and white, and quality is subjective.
Of course.
And so that's a big deal for me.
Of course, you know, and it's real.
It's super real. It's how the whole world's always worked. And quality comes out of your ability, period. Whether, you know, if you've got it, it's going to be quality. You know, some things are going to hit the market more. You know, I say 48 things over and over. I say them 570,000 different ways. And eventually, like, one hits that person, right? Like, maybe if I said be in the yes business, like, that time, thank God it hit you. And it worked, but I say, you know, go and do all the time. It was just that, you know, I remember that, you know, that thought. I mean, I thought about something the other day about, like, what's my humanity footprint? Been thinking about this term in my head, like, what's my humanity footprint? Meaning, like, we talk about, like, our carbon footprint and, like, all these other footprints, and I'm like, yo, what's my humanity footprint? Like what am I doing every day that's making an impact on humanity? Here's, you know, a kid from Venezuela, Ottawa, you know, Europe, who, you know, just listened. It taught him the humility to go and, you know, and mop floors. It gave him the courage and the ability to put out 702 pieces of content before it happened. Yeah. It, you know, that's leaving a legacy, you know. So don't get it twisted, my guy. This is not you know, quantity over quality. This is quantity is black and white, and facts. Quality is 100% subjective by the market, not by you or the label, facts, or your facts. Homie or your uncle or me.
Facts. Yeah, facts is so true, you know. And I also wanted to ask, can content ever hurt a person? You know, like, let's say I drop tracks, but then there's one track that does not do well. Can it hurt the artist or the content creator?
The Beatles have bad songs.
Yeah, facts. I actually listened to that the other day.
You know what I mean? Like, when I say bad songs, it means not popular. you know, but like, you know, if it's coming from your soul and you're writing it or you're interpreting it or you're composing it, it's not bad. It just might not be popular.
Sure.
No, I don't think so. I think the only thing that, you know, I think the only thing that can hurt someone is when they come with bad intent.
Okay. That's really true. And all sorry to keep you here, but
it's all right, go ahead.
I'm just very excited. And what else should I be doing as an artist? You know, like I dropped the music. I'm also doing Q&As. You say a lot, watch what I do, not watch what I say. So I've been trying to.
What I probably do right now, how many TikTok followers do you have?
I'm at 1.9 million.
I think you use the clout of TikTok and you reach out to, I would make a list of the 50 to 500 favorite producers or artists you have. And I would DM them on Instagram and say, hey, first you do the homework. Hey, I've noticed that you haven't gone serious on TikTok yet. It's really pop for me. Why don't we collab on TikTok? I can give you a jump off point. And I actually think there's a lot of big artists who want that.
True.
So I think what that does then is allows you to actually collaborate and make a joint song with fucking Future. You know, with fucking, you know, Jewel, with, you know, with Aerosmith. Like I would just reach out to like fucking 50 to 100 dream people, DM them on Instagram and be like, yo, I'm winning on the talk, you need to as well, you want to do something? One of them's gonna say yes.
True. That's a fact. And my last question is, if in the future after quarantine, like if we could, you know, maybe meet up and just chat. If you're open. Thank you so much, Gary.
Talk to you soon, bro.
All right. Thank you. Thank you.
All right, where's Sarah, Dustin? You fucking threw me for a loop. That dude was fucking epic.
She's next. Everyone keeps yelling at me.
Well, they're right. You fucked up.
I know.
Finally.
Hi, man.
Hi, man. How are you, Sarah?
I'm really good. How are you?
I'm super well. I'm so sorry for how awful of a human being Dustin was yesterday.
Oh it's totally fine. I was totally shitting my pants yesterday to get on, and so it gave me a chance to
settle in,
calm myself down.
Good
for today.
It's a real pleasure. How are you?
Absolutely. I'm really good, actually. Surprisingly, this entire experience being at home and not physically being at my job has actually gotten me to a place where I'm better at my job now.
I love that.
It's exposed a lot of things about people, I think, in general. And in my case, it's exposed that I'm good at communicating through
technology,
these types of mediums, mm-hmm. especially writing, not so much video. I'm terrified of doing this right now.
You're doing great.
So I'm killing it at work, which is absolutely amazing. But I feel guilty saying that because, you know, people are obviously going through some really serious stuff. And I work in healthcare, so I see it every day. But I'm on the admin side, so I kind of don't get that direct contact. But it can be overwhelming. It's stressful. But apparently, those are the situations that I thrive in, and I didn't know that, so I
Good
learned
for you.
That.
I'm proud of you. That's a really nice trait.
It's good to learn those things about yourself, I think.
I agree. It's why I want children to be in far more diverse and adverse situations.
Yeah, I have three kids, and they are
moms and dads just run the school and fight teachers and principals and coaches, and they're fucking fighting for their kids, and then their kids are 22 and they don't know how to fight.
I completely agree with you. We have kids in special education right now doing that, and they're thriving right now. Doing school the way they're doing it because they just don't have that distraction. They don't have that negative energy that they might get in school, and they're kind of figuring it out on their own, and they're doing great. So
I also, it's to your point, it's so hard to talk about the positives during COVID because of how much sadness is happening, but there are enormous amounts of incredible things going on in the world, and I hope people see them. So I'm glad you're here, Sarah. What can I answer for you?
So I had two questions, and hopefully they're pretty short. One's kind of selfish and one's more about you and general. So I've been at the same company for almost 10 years, right out of college, kind of fell into it. But it grew a passion. for healthcare, helping people. I'm not direct healthcare. It's not my game. I'm more on the admin side, operations, projects, all this stuff. I'm a sole contributor. I don't manage people. I manage things. And over that time, I've really kind of honed what I'm good at. And ever since starting to watch you, probably, I think it's about 4 years now, I want to say, the self-awareness piece was huge for me. And I really spent a lot of time focusing on that. And I realized what I'm good at, what I'm not good at, what I want, what I don't want. But I'm worried that I know this, but I've been at the same place for so long that I'm potentially being pigeonholed somewhere that I don't necessarily want to be.
Well, of course you're being pigeonholed. Everyone does. And that's right. Okay. That's just like normal human behavior in structured environments, team environments, work environments.
Yeah. So I guess my question is there a way to kind of undo some of that after you've been somewhere for so long? And if so, what are your thoughts on that?
It's just candorous conversation and communication to the decision makers. It is literally going up the ranks of like whoever has leverage, bosses, partners, you know, bosses, and just flat out communicating your truth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, there's been people in my career that I've pigeonholed that have come into my office and said, I'm this. And I'm like, cool, show me. And some of them have thrived and others have flopped. And then there's other, you know, people that have come to other bosses and managers and they yesed them to death and never did anything. And then the Sarahs of the world leave after another year. There's other people that have gone to bosses and managers, communicated it, and the person did nothing about it. And then the Sarahs of the world sat and dwelled about it and sat there for another 15 years being pigeonholed. That's what's cool about life. You're in control. You go and have the talk and then you play the hand that's dealt to you after they adjust to it one way or the other.
Yeah. Unfortunately for me, I was 2 weeks away from having that kind of conversation. And now I'm still...
I actually think listening to your story, lucky for you that 2 weeks before you were going to have the conversation, a global event happened that even showed your skills even more, which probably is going to give you even more leverage going into that conversation.
I'm hoping that you're right, and I will definitely take that into consideration. I mean, do you think it's appropriate to approach this in this situation, like right now, or do I wait?
I think it comes down to the judge.
Yeah.
You know, you need to have a sense of who you're going to this with.
Right.
And I think it depends on her or his demeanor. You know,
fair enough.
I think timing matters. I think this could be an incredible time, and I think this could be an all-time bad time.
Yeah.
I err on the side of continue to build leverage if you're shining so much right now.
Sure.
Especially as we're, theoretically, we're in some sort of place that we're going to be out of this at some point, you know. So I don't know. Without knowing who the judge of this is, you know, it's why I love marketing to the world, not to an individual. When you're at the mercy of a human, you're just going to have, you know, a very subjective kind of moment. But, you know, I think either way, it's going to play out, you know, one way or another. Like, you know, if you've got a progressive, open-minded, empathetic, you know, boss or leader or manager, however this is structured, it probably plays out well at any scenario.
Sure.
If you've got a little bit of a weaker, insecure political one, then I do think the timing may play a factor.
Yeah, and I think that's generally, I'm a bit worried about that. I work for a very small company. I have a very empathetic boss, but the power does not lie necessarily with her. It lies above her. And so regardless of my conversation with her, it's going to be escalated. So it's really just, I have to pander to a number of people, not just one, obviously.
I think you have all those conversations.
Yeah.
I think you're mentally prepared to make a move regardless. So I think that, you know, I think you're in a win-win spot.
It's a long time coming. So I appreciate the advice. I have a second question for you. Please. This is more about you. So I'm hoping you can answer. So we kind of started the conversation about, you know, how this entire time has exposed, you know, weaknesses, strengths, whatever, from people. So what would you say it's exposed about you, and will it shape anything you're going to do in the future that you wouldn't have thought you would have done?
My biggest strength, thank you. My biggest strength is interpersonal relationships and being in the same room with somebody and feeling the energy on some like foofy shit that helps me navigate decision making. The thing this is exposed is that I can scale that through video conferencing, and that blows my mind.
Yeah.
And so it's going to change a ton of things. I'm probably going to travel 25 to 40% less because I don't need to go to Chicago for this meeting where I have to feel it.
Right.
It's going to allow me to not stress about missing my kids' things in the middle of the day when I'm rushing out the office to go to the thing. Now I can leave 2 hours earlier and do video conference at the Starbucks or the apartment close by. So it's led to a lot of happiness for me around the balance of travel and work, the balance of non-work events and work events. It's exposed how advanced communication has gotten on video conferencing platforms, and I'm gonna take advantage of that. I'm gonna work from home probably once a week now.
Wow.
Because I feel like it's exposed that I concentrate more in my meetings on video conference than I do in my office. And then the thing I've had the luxury of navigating my family business as a 26-year-old, 25-year-old through 9/11, which we were very affected by because we were in the heart of New Jersey suburbs of New York City. I've had the luxury to navigate two businesses, Wine Library and VaynerMedia, during the economic crisis. So the exposure of, am I a wartime general? You know, that's why I've been talking for the last 2 or 3 years for people to save their money and get mentally ready. Like I'm more prepared for, I'm much better at bad times than good times. Like
yeah.
I like the punch in the face. I like the adversity. I like the fear. I like the unknown. I like the challenges. I like the humility. I like the step backs. I like the canceling fun things to do shit things. So, you know, it hasn't exposed it. It's just reaffirmed something I've already known about myself.
Great. That's awesome to hear.
Thanks, Sarah.
That's all I had. So I appreciate the time. Thanks.
Bye-bye. Good luck.
Bye.
Let's keep going. Let's keep this shit going, Dustin. Jesse, what's good?
Gary, what's up? Hey, what's up, man? What's up, bro? A little background. I'm an 18-year-old musician from Massachusetts, and I'm a senior, just graduated 2020.
Congrats, bro.
I empathize with, like, my peers and stuff because they lost all their, you know,
prom, celebrations, graduation, prom, all that shit. Yep.
But for me, it is it's let me figure out something that like I'm finally free from the constant comparison of like that school had, you know. Yeah. Like I've always felt like I was behind, I was always not doing what I needed to do, but now that that's eliminated from my life, I know I want to be a musician. Like it's I'm going for it, like 100%.
Good.
So my question
quick thing, Jesse,
like,
first and foremost, that comparison game doesn't change just because you're out of high school. That comparison game is in perpetuity. You're about to compare yourself to everybody who makes music.
Yeah, and that's kind of what I was saying, but like I feel like it's easier because I know I want to do music, and I care less about, like, it's because I'm doing what I want to do.
Instead of what you have to do.
Instead of being compared to, like, you know, people who are getting A's in chemistry while I'm sitting there with a C-. But
yeah, I got an F in chemistry, so good shit.
Thanks. So my question is like, I'm working on my debut stuff. You know, I got the TikTok rolling. I got 21,000 on TikTok, but I want to get my like music debut, but every time I'm creating, I'm getting discouraged because it's not how I picture it in my head. So my question is like, how do you save yourself from that discouragement before you release something?
By realizing your opinion of it actually doesn't matter.
What do you mean by that?
Well, we saw Tygo, right? Did you watch the first interview?
Yeah.
He almost didn't post the thing that changed his music career because he didn't like it.
True.
It's a fucked up kind of point of view.
Yeah.
Like, if you think about it, it's like, yo, you're like, yo, Gary, I want to make this music. Da, da, da. Like, how do, like, and I'm like, well, you can't like your own shit or love it because the market is actually going to play it out. And that's fucked up because, like, wait a minute, like, shouldn't I have to, da, da, da. And where you end up realizing it goes is like, focus on what you're saying more than your own insecurities judging the output. Where I want your mind is like, did I tell the world what I wanted to tell them? Not do as my insecurities take over when I listen to it, do I hear it as a hit on my subjective one person point of view?
And one other thing is like, is it better to stay in one genre and really build up that genre or try multiple different genres?
Multiple different genres. Because you're too young. You don't know if you're reggae or hip hop or pop or country. Like, if you even ask that question, the answer, if one even debates that, they must try multiple genres.
True. I'm just worried.
Because a lot of artists don't. A lot of artists are like, I'm hip hop, I'm country. Because they have that conviction. That's amazing. For you, it's still a debate and you need to go out and fucking taste.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you. It's just hard to fight that, like, that fear. Because TikTok, it's easy to post content. I'm really good about
that. For now.
TikTok content.
Yeah. Bro, for now. TikTok's going to be hard for everybody in 2 years. Instagram was easy 5 years ago, too. TikTok's about to be hard for everybody because everyone's going to be there. It's not the platform. It's the judgment of the scale of the community. TikTok's easy because nobody gave a fuck because nobody thought anybody was there. But in 3 years, everyone's going to struggle posting on TikTok because everyone's going to be there and it's going to fuck everyone up just like it fucks them up on Instagram. Instagram's going to fuck you up. Your insecurity fucked you up.
So you got to kind of be ahead of the game on like where it's going to change, like how the platform is going
to
change.
You need to be ahead of the game in your fucking head to not compare yourself with any other human or give a fuck about what anybody you thinks. Then you can go everywhere, stay everywhere and not give a fuck.
Absolutely.
You understand?
Yeah.
This is not about running away from judgment. This is about running into judgment and getting cozy as fuck with judgment. This is not giving a fuck about Mrs. Harrington, the fucking chemistry teacher, or your best friend's mom who thinks that their son is smarter than you because they got an A and you got a C minus. This is not giving a fuck about TikTok at scale when everyone's on it, or how many Spotify listens, or the A&R god of your life, or your favorite fucking artist shitting on your music when you DM them. It's not giving a fuck about anybody. This is about giving a fuck about one thing. What do you want to tell the world?
Yeah.
You want to tell the world, bro. That's what I fucking did. Nobody, like, people, the wine world hated me when I came out with Wine Library TV. Social media was a fad when I started doing business content. I would never make it because I always cursed. I was too old for Musical.ly and TikTok 5 years ago. Everybody's always told me no. I fucking love no. I want you to fall in love with no. Fall in love with two things, brother, and your life will be amazing. What do you want to say? And loving when people say no. You fall in love with those two things, bro? Everything gets good. Everything gets good. Right now, the ingredients you laid out for me are there's a lot of opposite to trends there. What I love though is I feel like you're so young, so early. And I feel like I think you can pick up on this. I think you can rewatch this 5, 10, 15 times and really build on it. It's about judgment, bro.
Judgment. All right. Thank you, Gary. I really appreciate it.
Does it make sense, Jess?
A little bit. I'm gonna.
Yeah, let's stay here for a second. Like, basically, let's stay here for a second. It's just about actually not caring what other people think, bro. It's literally the polar opposite of high school, bro. I moonwalked through high school because I didn't give a fuck. I looked at peer pressure like this. Like, fuck you. I don't give a fuck if the hottest girl thinks I'm a dork. If the coolest jock thinks I'm a dork. Like, fuck you. Show me where you're gonna be in fucking 30 years. It's about confidence, bro.
Yeah, it's just hard because, like, for the last 4 years, you know, you got so many people telling you, like, but so instead of, like, feeling bad about, like, people telling you that, like, you're not going to make it, you're not going to do well.
You should love that.
Should be fire. Yeah,
fire, right. Chips yeah. on shoulders. I love that. I love that. Do you know, there's no There's, Jesse, there's no more delicious flavor in the world for a competitor than I told you so.
True. Yeah, I think I'm starting.
When you have the hit and you make it, the next key, even though you've created all that fucking resentment, is to convert that into humility.
Empathy.
Mm-hmm.
I see.
I don't razz on my friends and my friends' parents and all the people in business along the way that shit on me when I've made it. I'm compassionate. I'm nice to them, but I promise you, their nose got me here.
Sweet, awesome. Thank you. Jerry.
Nose are good, bro.
Nose are good.
Nose are great. Bro, nose are great. Nose are the fucking stones that build the house. Yeses catch you off guard. Your mommy saying that you're good fucks you up. You believe it.
Yeah, that's actually one thing I've kind of noticed is like I'd rather someone be like brutally honest with me and tell me like, oh, this song sucks, than like,
But let me throw it out. Let me throw another curveball on you. But then you have to not believe them. I loved when people said no to me, but I didn't believe them.
Ah, I see.
Yeah, like when
somebody
says-
So it's about believing in yourself.
Correct, and as a musician, all you have to do is, did I tell the story that I wanted to tell?
Huh.
When people said no to me, even the fucking best, Howard Schultz, Cubans, I was like, nah. I'm better than you. I'm going to be better than you. I'm going to be better than you.
Man, this is inspiring, so, man.
Good, Jesse. Yeah. So you see where it's coming from? Like, the no is good because you're like, yeah, chip on shoulder. But the key is to not believe them. Believe the shitty part? Like taking the shit to build on and then convert it. It's like you have to be this like machine. You take in the no and like, okay, I'm gonna take this no, I'm gonna split the N and the O. The N I'm gonna use as a brick to like build my fucking empire. And the O I'm gonna convert into like, I'm gonna circle it back at you and be like, nah, fuck you, you don't know.
Absolutely.
So it's conviction and humility and patience and adversity and build and build and build and then pop up at 32 and have your moment.
True. I mean, I'm all for it. I love the process. I love making music, you know, and I'm prepared to live the kind of life that it will take to succeed. You know, I'm prepared to, you know, work in a restaurant, you know, bus tables and
good.
And it's probably just
Jesse. You got to put out music.
I know, you got to put out music, bro.
You're
that's the one thing I've been lacking.
Of course, because you're valuing their opinions too much. You feel like if it doesn't hit. And if it doesn't do well, that it hurts your self-esteem. I can't have you do that. That's why I jumped on the high school thing. I knew you were in trouble off your first sentence. Not in trouble, let me phrase. I knew there was opportunity to build here because you're so young off your first phrase. Comparisons increase post-high school.
Hmm. So I gotta be prepared, I guess.
Hell yeah, bro. And do you understand what happens in 4 years when you haven't made it yet? Everyone's gonna be like, what are you gonna actually do with your life now that this bullshit music thing didn't work out? That's what people are gonna say to you.
Yeah, that's what my parents are saying to me too. But I've been trying to have that conversation with them. Like, you know, this is what I want to do. I'm prepared to do this. But it's hard. But I think I'll be able to manage it.
I believe you.
All right. Thank you so much, Gary.
You're welcome.
I really appreciate it, man.
Talk to you soon. He is 18 Wolf's Productions. All right, that was a good one, Dustin. There were some gems in there.
Yeah, I really like that one a lot.
Me too. Let's get the team to chop that up and get it into the testing ASAP.
Cool.
Let's keep it going.
What's up, Gary?
What's up, Coach Jay?
All is good, man. All is good. Appreciate you bringing me on right now, even though somewhere between yesterday and today, I lost my wallet. And I'm freaking out, but I said to myself, you know what? ABC. Adversity builds character. 100%. So,
did you leave the house?
I went somewhere.
I had to drop something.
I went to the post office, And it was closed because I totally forgot yesterday was a holiday here. I'm in Toronto, Canada, and it was a holiday. And I got a drink. I got some snacks. And between the post office, which is at the local drugstore, and my house, I lost it. So,
but wait, if you got some drinks and snacks, you paid for that shit.
I paid for it. So yeah. So I don't know if I dropped it on the way back to the car or something. Who knows?
You're gonna go back and check, right?
Yeah, yeah. I'll figure it out then, man. Listen, adversity builds character.
1000%.
I've been listening for you for some time now. You helped me through some darkest moments. I found you through Evan Carmichael on his YouTube, and you said some powerful stuff there. And I just, from that day on, I just kept following. I kept following everybody that's been on the show. I kept following and just asking them questions. And it's interesting because we're roughly the same age. I'm 43. I got two young girls. And this moment is a defining moment. And like, if I get choked up, it's because there are kids like myself. There are parents like myself that don't know where to turn at times. And there are moments where you have to write that goal down. You got to set steps in the right direction and know that you're gonna get there. You got to get a lot of no's, like you told that young man. I got a lot of no's because I'm an adult with ADHD, and I did not let that define me. I'm not letting that define my moment.
Coach Jay, it's often the strength.
It is, but it takes a lot of, you know the game in between the noggin, right? Like, it takes a lot of willing yourself to want to get to that next level and, you know, what you have to do to get there. So my question to you would be, Gary, is I've accomplished a lot of things in my life because I took a lot of no's. And, you know, you said do TikTok, do all these platforms. I literally told my Instagram following, which wasn't big, and my clientele, that I'm starting this new initiative, which is called Gym Class with Coach Jay. It's on your screen there. Because the goal has to be more important than the role. John C. Maxwell said that my goal in life has to be more important than my role as a person. And I think that's what you're doing. And if there's kids out there that think, oh, I'm never gonna get onto Gary V, this is a kid that took 20 plus years to get onto Gary V right now. And I'm doing it, honestly, Gary, I'm doing it for them. I'm doing it for all the parents that don't know where to turn when their kids are getting into trouble or getting into drugs and stuff like that, because I'm on a mission, Gary. With or without you, Gary, make sure you do your push-ups today, by the way.
I will, I tell Dustin every day.
Yeah, I tell Dustin every day, ask him. I message him every day, say, make sure you do your workouts. And my message is to, there are a lot of people that are going to be in COVID, and we're in complete lockdown right now, that don't have an outlet, and the gym is outlet. Gary, I've been in by myself in this gym, no members, nobody, by myself for 10 weeks. And I've been doing things online and trying to get the message out there. My question, I wrote it down. Where do I take my business that has no money into something special that has mass impact?
Well, it's just execution. I mean, like, you know, you'll appreciate this. Like, you know, it's step by step. Like, first you've got to figure out how to monetize so that you can be self-efficient, right? You know, so that if you don't build a foundation financially that allows you to do it in perpetuity, it's going to be hard to have the kind of impact that I think you've created in your mind. And or you realize that impact doesn't need a physical or financial execution. Impact can actually be done for free on things called the internet, on things called social networks. So it really depends on how you want to define it. You know, I'm making mass impact being Gary V, and it's not a monetizable event for me. I have my other Gary Vaynerchuk life where I run my businesses.
Right.
And I don't have an institute, I don't have an island, I don't have a course, I don't have any structure around it. What I have is my thoughts and my aspirations to leave a humanity footprint, as I'm calling it in my mind, the last 24 hours.
Yeah.
And that is happening on a daily basis across every platform, because I'm passionate about leaving, that impact more so than, you know, taking that impact and turning it into a monetizable event. On the flip side, it's very okay to, you know, turn it into a monetizable event. So, this is true. Sometimes I dream about, like, you know what? I'm gonna just buy a fucking mountain somewhere and carve into the fucking mountain and be like this Yoda character, and like people are just gonna come and I'm just gonna chill in there and do tea with Gary Vee fucking mountain style. And that's gonna be my business. That's gonna actually, I'm not gonna do it for free. It's gonna be business. And other times I think I'm gonna do it for free. So what I'm saying, why I'm telling you that story, because it's run through my mind in that way, is it's okay to turn it into a business. You just have to realize, are you in it for the impact, or are you in it for the financial ramifications, or is it both? All of it's all good. All of it's all good. But to answer your question, Coach A, you gotta go a step higher and say, you know, if you wanna make a global impact, like you said, well then, you know, the reality is you don't need it to be in the form of a financial success execution. You can just do it through the words and your passion. On the flip side, you easily can. I think the way you do that is you start creating as much brand as possible and create a virtual ecosystem, so it's not just limited to the Toronto area. Right. You know, both Mike Vacanti and Jordan Syatt, both my trainers, have made significant money training people virtually, doing meal plans and doing virtual workouts. Today at 6:30, I'll do a virtual workout with Mike. I like how you said do your push-ups. Today I canceled this morning because I felt a little like lethargic, which is rare. But yeah. I knew it was a leg day.
Hey, actually, Sarah in our chat group, today was leg day too. Today's shoulders and abs and conditioning for us. So
leg day is a beast. So I wanted to have more energy and have more strength because those fucking Bulgarian split squats fucked me up. So I pushed it to the afternoon. But nonetheless, brother, I think it's virtual selling. I think that gives you scale.
Okay, my last thing, Gary, and I really appreciate you taking my call, is that I just want that message to go out to anybody that is watching this, that you guys have to set goals. Because if I didn't set that goal when I was 20, 23, 33, and now 43, this wouldn't be possible. You got to set goals. You got to believe in yourself. You got to take a lot of notes.
The set goals, I'm with you. It's the belief. When you know, people set goals, but they don't believe they're going to achieve them, and then they become jails. I'm going to be a famous singer, but they don't actually believe it. Yeah. And then it becomes a convoluted, Coach Jay, a lot of people have real bad relationships with their goals.
Yeah.
Because of the second part. It's about actually not only believing in yourself, it's actually like a little tweak. It's accepting yourself.
Yeah.
And it's not, and in accepting yourself, there's a key other component. Don't put other people on pedestals. You know, I watch all these young girls look at like very pretty girls on Instagram and put them on pedestals. And you know, everybody's got different bone structure and different, like the day we were all born different. Like, you're not going to necessarily be able to achieve certain things because of like what God gave you. But on the flip side, you have the potential to be one of the great poets of all time. But because you want to be like a hot one on fucking on TikTok, you like suppress your actually what you've been given because you put somebody else on a pedestal. Because you're actually insecure and you're looking for validation from, you know, e-boys on TikTok. It's just fucked up.
Right.
We need one, you know, setting goals is imperative. I love that. I'm with you. But we need to build an entire generation of self-esteem building, of acceptance. Like, God, there's so many things I wish I was better at. But that was even a difficult sentence for me to deploy. Because I've tuned out that feeling since I was like fucking 10.
Right.
Wishing means shit. Like, so like, yes, goals, but let's have nice relationships with goals, which goes back to a bigger perspective, which is fucking like, there's nobody on earth like you. And if you actually take that as a positive and really try to figure out what the fuck you got, real shit happens.
100%.
You know, notice how you and I took, you know, ADHD and I can't even say it, ADD and
ADHD.
All that stuff. ADHD, like, yeah. I just know it's a gift. But if your parents and your teachers and doctors and society tell you it's a stigma, you become insecure.
100%.
But if you're told it's fucking amazing, look at, who's that supermodel who's got the skin, right? You know who I'm talking about?
I'm not too sure.
So there's a supermodel, she's got a skin condition where she's like, you know, you know, got like patches, like, yeah. And like, you know, super famous. I'm just like, I don't pay attention to that world, but like, you know, I know if I saw her, like, she, somebody just put her name in here. I think I saw, you know, like
Winnie Harlow.
That's right. So, you know, that look could have been considered not beautiful, but
right.
She, in her inner soul, made it beautiful. Now the world thinks it's beautiful. Like, look at what's considered good looking now. When I was growing up, Kate Moss, you know, when yeah. I was a teenager, you had to look like Kate Moss to be hot. Like, right. Like that is not the look now.
No.
You know? No. And so, like, you know, things change, but like what doesn't change is you loving yourself or you hating yourself. And I just fucking want to get everybody to love themselves, period, end of story. Because the second they do, they start leaning into weird shit. Nerd culture? Are you kidding me? We're the same age, right? You weren't allowed to like comic books and fucking Pokemon and nerd shit. Now the fucking coolest hip hop artists in the world rock fucking Dragon Ball Z shit. Like, are you fucking kidding me? Like,
yeah. Making millions off of it now. Millions, right?
So that's where I'm
at. Hey, Gary, man, listen, there's a whole bunch of guests that need to hear their voice, and I want them to get their time. I appreciate it. If you come to Toronto, man, hit me up for a workout.
I will, bro.
Hey, start following me, man. So
I got you.
I can send you these workouts.
I will.
And much love to you, man, and all the kids out there, all the parents. Keep fighting the good fight, man. Gym class with Coach Jay. I'm your guy. And peace out from Coach Jay, man.
Peace out, Coach Jay.
All right, Gary. Class.
Gym class heroes. I miss them. All right, Coach Jay, you got the follow. I'm your 131st follow. Watch this. Let's throw it back up. Throw it back up, Dustin. Let's do a follow storm. Everybody in the Vayner Nation watching Tea with Gary Vee, let's do a follow storm. Let's fucking make, I think we all can agree that Coach Jay is a sweet soul. Let's just take 1 minute right now, even if you're watching me on a phone, you can step away for a second. Let's do a massive follow storm. Let's do a follow bomb, whatever we're gonna call it. You know, let's just blitz him. Let's just blitz him. Let's blitz him, he's up to 154. I expect to check this in a second, and I expect this to be at 700. Let's blow this guy away. Let's make him super happy. He's worth it, he's a good dude. Let's keep it going. Hey, Shay.
Yay, Gary. Hey.
How are you?
Thank you so much.
You're
good,
welcome
good.
So much.
Thank you. And thank you, Zane and Dustin, in the background for doing all of this. Also, I do want to just say Coach Jay is the sweetest because he followed everyone who's been in our little private chat back here. I went to go follow him and he was already following me. So everyone should take your advice. But yes, basically, I'm an actor. That's my greatest skill. That's the main goal, is to make that a full-time thing for me. But I, to my own surprise, have found some success doing political comedy videos, especially on TikTok, which thank you 100% because of you that I got on that platform. I did not expect for political comedy to do well there, but it's done.
Everything will do well there, Shay. For anybody who's watching right now who doesn't think their thing works on TikTok, TikTok is a mass platform now. Everything works on there.
It totally is. And I mean, I see it with everyone that I've become friends with through doing it and how it's changed their lives. It's my favorite platform, which comes to my question. Because of the success that I've had, and also my greatest skill is not writing. I'm a great actor, but I've found that political comedy helps me put a bubble around it and focus as a writer so I can create my own content. So I've felt as if that's a good way into the industry for me, that I can wiggle my way in and make acting a full-time job that way. And it's done well for me on TikTok until it also attracts fairly aggressive trolls, which I'm fine with, except for in about a month and a half ago, I had one of them report me one time on a live stream for dangerous behavior, and I got my live streaming banned permanently, which I haven't been able to get a hold of anyone at TikTok to fix yet.
Send me an email, I'll help you.
Really? Oh my god.
Yeah, I'll send it to the VaynerMedia team who's got relationships with the platform and see if they can help.
I would so appreciate that, because that was my main thing, is I was really depending on it.
But Shay, you need to be in the mindset of if you lost live stream on TikTok forever, that that's a minor event.
Yeah, well, that's my question.
Stick with me on this though.
Yeah.
I really want to spend a second on that.
Yeah.
Like, then just make TikTok videos to send everybody to your Instagram. Like, do you, mm-hmm. you see what I mean? I never want you to be at the mercy of the platform.
Yeah, exactly. And that was my biggest fear, is that I was really depending on it a lot. I've made a few videos pushing people to come to my Instagram. It's more of a fact of
YouTube, Twitter.
Yes, YouTube and making.
Do you have a Twitter?
I am on Twitter. I'm on all the platforms, at ShadeUpMore everywhere. The amount of time that it takes me to make a political comedy video that I'm happy with, and that's relative. I make a lot of silly ones on TikTok just to post for the day sometimes. But the amount of time it takes me, I'm doing one a day on TikTok. I'm trying to figure out how to basically diversify and grow from here, given that I assumed I don't have streaming.
By eliminating the part of your sentence that says that I'm happy on.
Yeah, yeah, and just making it.
You gotta make more.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that's 100%.
What happens is somebody figures out, so for on TikTok right now, is a lot of people are winning in my community because obviously I was an early advocate and people are finally starting to kind of like figure it out. The thing I fear is they're gonna have a single TikTok that does well when they're testing, and then all their TikToks look like that because mm-hmm. they're trying to recreate the viral moment.
Yeah.
When you have something hit, you've got to do that, but then you got to keep constantly testing. Like, it's almost like you've got to make one video that you like, and you've got to mm-hmm. make one video for your old pal, Gary, every day. That's completely different.
Yeah. Huh. Do you think that
if you're an actor, as an actress, you should be making some sort of unique TikTok that's not political every time. Mm-hmm. I think your following won't be upset if you have one that's political and one that's just silly on trend, or one where you're reenacting something that's happening.
Yeah, that was my question. Do you think it can grow past there, or does it need to kind of niche down? But
grow.
Yay. Okay. Awesome. And I'm so excited. I remember yesterday you were talking to the filmmaker, the kid that was just out of film school, that you were going to want to try and do films down the road. So I'm going to keep an eye out for that. I'm very excited.
It's going to happen one day. So keep an eye out.
Yeah, do it. All right. Awesome. Thank you so much. Bye-bye. Okay. Bye.
Looks like Coach Jay got lit on, huh? Let's see. Boom. I love this community. All right. What's going on?
Gary Vee.
What's good, fam?
How you doing, brother?
Well, what's your name?
Oh, man, I can't believe it's real. My name is Horan.
Where are you from?
I'm from Los Angeles. I just want to say how appreciative I am for your consistent content, man. Like, ever since I graduated college, it just kept me on the perfect balance between motivated and grateful. So I just want to thank you for that. Quick background. Basically, I graduated 2 years ago from UCI. And ever since, I've had this topic on my mind that I've been really passionate about. And it's one you advocate a lot, too. So I got myself to finally write a book on it, which is something I've been wanting to do for a while. And the topic is basically on why you don't necessarily need college to be successful, depending on where you're at and, you know, your position in life. And I just like touch upon a lot of subjects that you go on to, you know, why we don't need it's not the same thing because we have our phones in our pocket all the time. We could just Google this information. I have an entire chapter that I like dedicate basically to you on the 4-year vacation. So I was really happy to talk to you about it. And basically my question to you today is I just finished writing it like a week or two ago, and I'm in the editing phase, and I want to see what you'd recommend in terms of to maximize my exposure when I'm finally ready to release it, in terms of like advertising, social media, word of mouth, where you'd say to double down on and all that.
I would start putting out as much content as possible on TikTok for a day of the themes that are in the book, because that's a great audience for you because it's young. And it's the one platform where you can catch virality right now as a nobody on social media.
And what type of like content would you say? Just like me, like recording myself talking about my ideas, or?
Yep.
Okay. I was definitely ready for you to hit me with a TikTok because I know that's something I've been wanting to do too.
Look, if you're talking about a book that says you don't need college, TikTok's amazing because you've got kids in there in that age group and you've got parents now on there with kids in that age group.
True.
It's your best platform. You know, and what's funny about Tea with Gary Vee and TikTok is it's no different than the Ask Gary Vee show and Instagram. You know, years ago when I was doing the Ask Gary Vee show, a lot of the answers were Instagram. Mm-hmm. Tea with Gary Vee, a lot of the answers are TikTok. It's because attention arbitrage. Like, yep. You're asking me how to market your book. It's attention. If I told you influencer marketing and send everybody, every influencer your book, you're hoping that they post it on their Instagram and it's tagged and it goes. If I told you to do a podcast, you hope the podcast does well and people buy your book. It's all just one game. The game is so simple. It's just attention. And right now the underpriced attention, the opportunity to garner attention is TikTok. It's, you know, I don't give a fuck about TikTok. If fucking TikTok disappeared tomorrow, I'd give zero fucks. Could care fucking less. Have no investment in Bike Dance. Could care less. You know, like, not scared of losing my 3.7 million followers on the platform. Could give a fuck.
But just make the best of it while it's there.
100%. 100%. Got it?
Yeah. Anything else in terms of like
no
other sorts? Just double down on TikTok. That's the biggest thing.
Four a day. And of course, talk your thoughts. Talk about the 4-year vacation. But how are you going to make that video about the 4-year vacation? Is it going to be just you straight talking in a mundane thing, or are you going to take a song that's trending and then do some sticker overlays and then put a GIF? Like, you got to be creative to the best of your ability in that platform. Maybe you do duets. Maybe you look for people talking about college and you do duets. Like, you gotta fucking create. And your ability to create in that platform contextually is gonna be the variable of your success.
Gotcha. Yeah, I've been like type of just going through the different social media, seeing where I should like double down on, thinking if I should do like a little of each or like going TikTok. More in on one, but I will definitely take that advice and start getting in on TikTok. And just wanna see if you had any other like things that I could add to my book, because I know you're big on this.
Nope. You know, you've taken plenty of thought starters from me. Write what you believe.
Gotcha. Is there any way you could take a look at my book or something when it's done? I know you get a lot, but I'd love you to.
I would, you know, listen, I don't want to bullshit you. Like, books are my kryptonite.
Yeah, I've heard you talk about it.
I don't even like my own 5 best-selling books.
I love them.
Thank you, brother. But I wish you nothing but the best.
I appreciate that, Gary Vee. You're amazing. You have a good one.
Thank you, bro. You too, bro. All right, Dustin. Good show. I like that. Nice and solid. Came out hard.
Yeah.
8:45, 9:45. Nice little time slot. A little early for some people. Some people missed it.
Yeah.
That first 15. Coach Jay. Life just got flipped upside down. You know he's happy as fuck.
Definitely.
Big wine text day. I'm debating between a white and a rosé. Both under $20. People have been yelling at me. They need some under $20 wine. So coming at that today. If you haven't signed up for Wine Text yet and you buy wine on the internet or at all, you're a terrible human. You've broken my heart and I don't like you anymore. Also excited about my new Twitter account, Gary V TV, Gary V-E-E TV. If 1,000 people went and just followed Coach Jay on Instagram, I highly recommend you go to Twitter right now and follow this account. We're about to go super ham on it. If you want to know more about it, here is the 411. As we end today's podcast, I want to give a huge shout out to the people. You know, it's so funny. People that leave reviews and written reviews of this podcast on Apple, Spotify, and all the other platforms just mean the world to me. You've taken an extra 13 to 95 seconds to show love and also give context to people of why this is a worthwhile podcast. So I appreciate that so much. And even more fun, because I think we all love a little cosign or a shout out or a little awareness, I'm gonna have the team give a couple of shout outs daily on our favorite reviews. So take it away. Which were our favorites this week?
Thanks, Gary. Today's highlighted review is Like Talking to a Trusted Friend by Margaret Mary ABC. Whenever I need a boost, I turn on Gary's podcast. He's real, authentic, and he offers both professional and personal guidance in a way that makes it all feel doable. and I love how truly invested he is in all those who follow him. It makes me want to invite him over for dinner and become lifelong friends. Thanks, Margaret Mary. Keep those reviews coming. We could highlight yours next.